This is a HeadGum Podcast.
So I am standing there on the field with Cheddar, Bob.
Yes.
Famous for, I think, cucking?
No.
No?
No.
I didn't want to ask about it.
You believe that he cucked B-Rabbit?
Yes.
No, not the case. Cheddar Bob shot himself in the leg. He had a gun tucked into his waistband that went off accidentally.
Okay, I'm picturing the right person, but I thought he was the one who...
No, that was one of the members of the Free World.
Oh, okay.
Not Lotto, not Papa Doc.
It's in the song. It goes,
not
and yeah.
Not Lickety Split.
And yeah, Blank did...
Yeah, did fuck my girl.
Anyway,
it doesn't matter.
You know there's all these new...
We're not going to get to the
bottom
of this.
There's all these new football...
leagues?
Yes.
Yes.
We got assigned to play in this new football.
No. And then what position?
It's baseball football.
Ah.
So I am the second base. I am the second base.
Oh, wow. And they have to catch the football and...
Yes, but it's like, so they have, and they have to run to the base.
Right.
But the base can run away.
Ah. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we ever do it that way?
Right?
Because one thing, when I am watching baseball and they get to the base, it seems a little easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the base literally is doing
Not allowed to do anything.
No. That is so
smart. It has to
get
smushed all the time.
Mm-hmm. So you're running away.
Yes, I'm running away. You can leave. You can go anywhere.
Yeah. Did you actually just leave the entire game?
Yes. I'm still
playing.
You're
supposed to be there?
I'm playing right now.
Oh, so anyone could run in. Cheddar Bob could come bursting in the door and stomp on you.
Could come smush me, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to
kicking butt and dropping names in this red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. And only one of my side of my earphones is working, and I don't like the way it sounds.
That I couldn't believe how good a job you were doing in the beginning part.
Considering?
Yes. And I hope people listen back and say, like, wow, that's amazing. And Sean was talking like it was totally normal. And Sashir, don't you agree that he was doing a really good job? Wait, Sashir?
What the heck? Rewind it. I think I heard him say Sashir.
I'm here, too. Yeah, my headphones work.
Congratulations. I wish I knew what that felt like.
Welcome to being on the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to LA, can I just say?
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's really that you are happening here now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm glad to be here. I've been gifted a lot of crystals already. I feel very LA.
Okay. And just run me through some of the minerals that are in these crystals.
We've got rose quartz.
Ooh, yes. That's happiness.
Tourmaline, maybe?
Okay, tourmaline, yeah.
Sadness.
I don't know what that does, but I think it makes you sad when the rose quartz is too powerful.
Right. It brings you down. I need to even it out. I can't remember the other ones, but they all look very pretty.
Tourmaline, yes. And a lot of times, for people who don't know, when you're in LA, you need to lay your crystals on top of the different scripts, and that is a way to choose which project when you are offer only, correct?
I wish.
What's your birthday stone?
Emerald, which I don't love.
Don't love it? Why?
I don't know.
Was
I guess it's too green.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know.
Well, don't say too green. Mine's green. Peridot.
Oh.
Can you picture it?
That was
I
close.
I can't, actually.
It's a little bit of a muted green.
Okay.
Hayes, talk about your birthday stone.
My birthday stone is mica.
Ah, yes.
Which I got. We took a trip to Alaska and we went panning for our birthday stones, and I found mine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. It's for my birthday.
Was there another point to the trip, or was that it?
No, it was to go find a birthday stone for me.
Cool.
Because I didn't have one.
You know, Chef Kevin's birthday stone is fool's gold.
So that is, I think, what mica
fitting,
is.
Huh? No.
Yeah.
Micah's different.
Okay. Hi, Brett.
Hey.
I didn't ask. Here's what we were going to do today. Kevin has been telling, we want to do, we're getting close to the month where we try really hard on this show?
Yeah, we have one coming up where we've promised the fans that we're going to try really hard. We've been on cruise control from day one, and we've seen what that gets us.
And this is not one of those episodes. This is not a trying episode.
Sure.
Is it, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. Not yet.
But it's kind of a bridge to when we are trying really hard.
Okay. Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
And so we're playing with concepts that people will get really excited about and really tell our friends, and they listen to the show.
Have you told your friends to listen to the show? I know you haven't heard it personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot I was doing this until this morning.
Sure. Yeah. And yes. And we could tell a little bit by the time you arrived.
What reminded you?
My alarm. But
oh, so you would have woken up otherwise.
I don't usually get up this early. And okay. I know it's not that early, but I just don't.
Were you getting schwasty face last night? Was that part of the issue?
Not
even. Did you get twisted?
No, I just get so tired.
No, that makes you one of us.
You drank
then.
That much and you didn't even get schwasty face.
Damn. That's insane not to get schwasted off that. So we are going to do an idea that's very big, very hot. Obviously, Hayes and I know what's
things are
now.
Going well so far, I can see.
Whoops, there's, something went wrong.
The screen says, whoop, something went wrong.
Yep.
Okay, and now we're pulling
okay,
up.
Okay, now it's display error. And I'm going to read the error code so people at home can follow along. It's S7363-1260-484-4350. Go ahead and email
Please
Chef Kevin.
Please report the error code to Chef Kevin. You know
how to fix the error code. But why is Chef Kevin pulling up a screen? Well, I guess it's because we're actually doing something that's very now, that's very hot, and it's actually the hottest thing in the world, which is fire. We're doing a Firefest documentary.
And this, especially I think by the time this episode comes out, will be the kind of thing that really everyone is talking about.
Oh, yes.
Absolute bleeding edge of the culture.
It's been sort of percolating under the surface that somebody might do a Firefest documentary. And we're going to be, if not first, best.
Have you seen these things?
I've seen part of the Netflix one. I saw
yes,
the
that's
one.
Huge, because yes. I have not seen either of those.
Okay. I've seen part of the Netflix one.
Great.
But we thought, who do we get for something like this? And we have to get Sashir, because my understanding is you have been to Bumbershoot before?
Yeah, love Bumbershoot.
Ha!
Huge Bumberhead.
Busted.
You are sort of the signature Bumberhead.
I am, yeah.
Talk about Bumbershoot.
Bumbershoot is like kind of, it's more about love than like music or drugs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You just kind of get high on just like energy. So mm-hmm.
And drugs,
yeah. There, drugs are definitely involved, but they don't like advertise that.
Yeah.
So you kind of just get there into a field, a lot of like spinning around in circles until you get dizzy, and that gets you
fun.
High.
Dizzy bats. Mm-hmm. Do you do dizzy bats?
We do dizzy bats.
Oh no.
Yeah, but it's like really
that
fun.
Plus the drugs. I imagine would
plus the drugs.
Forget it.
Gets you very high.
Is this something? Can addict Bumbershoot.
Was that?
Kenedict Bumbershoot.
Yeah, the owner.
Kenedict. The founder. Oh, because you're switching.
Is that something?
Yes, the owner of Bumbershoot.
Yeah.
The owner of Bumbershoot?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Kevin, do you want us to do dizzy bouts or something while you try to get the...
I noticed Kevin has tried to turn on iCloud Photos, which I don't see how that is going to help us at this point.
Mm-mm.
Although Kevin going through his personal photo collection on his phone is a good idea for an episode.
That's maybe a better episode than Firefest. Kevin, do we want to have Sashir describe your photos?
Let's stick with Firefest.
What is your plan, Kevin?
What's
this
the
was
idea?
Kevin's whole plan.
Kevin,
we are
going to
do a Firefest documentary, and it sounds good. Sounds like it could be a famous episode, but I do worry about the execution.
None of us really knew what to do, and Kevin seemed confident enough that we are letting Sashir find out.
Sure.
In real time.
Well, I was thinking we could, like, play a clip, and then you guys could talk about your version of it.
So we are talking heads in the documentary?
Yes.
It's like, so you're playing a clip of a real talking head, and then you're sort of stitching us in afterwards as, like, also being talking heads.
Yes, and if you could spend as much time as possible during that talking head segment and talking about your experiences with it. And then maybe Brett could help out with some of the music of it. And maybe there are some other bands that we didn't know about that played at the festival.
Well, when you say some of the music of it, you mean like the music that would be scoring the documentary?
See, I asked the exact same thing. Yeah. I couldn't get an answer.
Both.
He wouldn't tell you.
Okay.
Both scoring the documentary and the bands that played at the actual festival.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Okay.
And yeah. that's and how not does, how a does, part of any of the documentaries.
And how does iCloud Photos play into this?
I didn't know that was popping up. It looks like AirPlay doesn't work, so you guys are just going to listen to the clips, which is great.
That's so good.
That's fine. Yeah, I did not need to see it.
Okay, cool.
And when I'm listening to the clips, will there be one single clip of a band from the festival playing in the documentary? Because that's not part of it, right?
No, that's what we're going to be adding.
Okay.
So we probably are just going to be like stealing their clips to make our own documentary.
And we're releasing this documentary.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. This is the premiere of it.
On what platform?
Apple Podcast.
Okay.
Not Stitcher.
Not Stitcher.
And Stitcher. And Stitcher. All podcast platforms.
Have you pitched Stitcher yet since you've been out here this year? It's a real rite of passage for
you have
all
to.
LA no. transplants. You Gotta. Must pitch them a podcast.
All right, yeah.
Behind the paywall only. That's where the fans are. The real fans who care. This one, unfortunately,
they never come
will be in front
out
of the paywall.
From behind the paywall.
Well,
they
yeah.
live in there at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What other podcasts have you been on?
It's like their grandma's basement.
I just did Off Book.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That was fun.
Did they talk about the episode we did?
Listening.
No.
They didn't mention it?
You sure? Were you maybe
crazy?
Not paying attention?
Oh, yeah. They were like, I hope it doesn't happen like that. Episode.
Wait. No way.
Okay, yes. Not sustainable.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think that actually hurt their next several episodes, how well ours went.
Oh, that's the impression I got.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice of them to make
did
it.
Did you have
okay
a singing
it.
Time on there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It cool. was fun. I do improv and I sing. But I rarely the twain have met in my life. But then people will be like, well, you do both, so you can.
Yeah.
And then I do all right.
Okay, you can do it on this one, too. We have a guitar.
You can
and Kevin
sing.
Apparently
Brett's
wants
be
all these songs
music.
On there. This is Bosch.
This is my dog, Bosch.
He is.
Bosch is cool.
A yeah. bit hungry for pets this morning.
Yeah, he's feeling a little lonesome. Well, I'll you know, it's out. Been raining so much that he's been cooped up.
And you won't pet him when it rains.
No, he's too stinky.
He too sticky?
He's stinky. He gets stinky. The wet.
He gets stickiness.
He gets sticky. Oh, yeah. Let's face it. He gets into just about anything.
What other shows?
I don't know. What other shows have I done?
Damn, it's been a whirlwind, huh?
But not actually, it's funny because everyone's like, you're going to be on every podcast. And then it's been pretty chill, honestly.
If you're here,
I think
yeah.
people don't know I'm here, and that's fine.
If this is the second
now
one you're
they
doing,
do.
They don't know.
Yes. Know. Scott, we're sort of like the farm leagues for Comedy Bang Bang. And Scott will listen to this.
Yeah, you have a good
and
episode.
He will call you up.
He'll call your number.
Yeah, cool. It's already happening. All right, Kevin, let's,
all right,
what's
let's
this,
do it.
What's this thing? And again, this is a bridge episode to us doing a good job. So
this feels like the beginning of the bridge?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are
the bottom
just
I'd say it's
resting the bridge.
We're actually watching the bridge lower so that we can cross it, which is a great spot to be in. It can be pretty fun, just those big machines. All right.
People. So we ran into a little issue today.
Talk to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Start one more time.
Ran into a little issue today.
Start from me.
There was no like, this is the story we want to tell. This is what we want to capture. There was just capture everything.
We need genuine shots. We need genuine people interacting, having a good time. I need a wide yacht shot. We have to do the cave underwater. We need the boats in a flying V formation. Can we tell Herbie to have a big, 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 big bonfire tomorrow night? Like a huge bonfire.
Grant was a neurotic person. He was smart. He's a smart dude. He was just overwhelmed.
I'm our chief marketing officer. Now our chief marketing officer.
I wouldn't call myself a perfectionist, but everything needs to be perfect, you know?
I mean, it was like a job of five people. He like had no experience in doing music festivals, no experience in doing events, but he did work hard.
So I know Billy wants to go see the pigs, and this is the only way to make it work.
Oh, no, this is a long clip, Cam.
What are we thinking about the length of the clips? Do we want them to be about 7-8 minutes long?
I thought you guys were going to jump in at any point.
Oh, really?
We're supposed to talk over the clips?
What the fuck? Well, I would have turned it down.
No, Kevin, no.
Okay.
Play the clip. Because now we've zoomed by like 15 things that we could have done like half a thing about.
And you can, we can edit it down. When you're submitting the actual documentary, yeah, you can cut the in-between parts. Okay. So you want us to do commentary on our experience at the Fyre Festival. There is a certain amount of vocal fry that I think that you have to do when you're talking about the festival.
I'm not, yeah.
So you want us to, based on the clip, which is mostly commentary, what was the idea of picking that clip specifically?
Maybe
I just
want to
know what goes into this for you.
Maybe you guys helped with the photo shoot with the pigs.
Wait, I got one line for it. I'm not saying I'm a chocoholic, but everything has to be made out of chocolate. That's my joke on his perfectionist thing. Do you like it, Kevin?
That's great. I can use that. I'll use that a couple times.
Look, I'm not saying I'm a chocoholic, but there better be a lot of chocolate. Everything better be made out of it.
Everything at the festival?
Everything at the festival better be made out of chocolate.
And that's why it wasn't sustainable, because it just melted.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't do that on a warm island. Do that in, like, Antarctica or something.
Yeah.
Plus, dude, in Alaska, where Hayes found his birthstone.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Plus with all
everyone
the fire.
Everyone that can be part of the festival, everyone finds their birthstone.
Chocolate and fire, no thank you. They hate each
unless other. Unless it's a s'more, you know?
But the chocolate is not touching the fire. I have been through this before, which is creating an entire s'more and then doing the fire.
If you put the chocolate on the stick and put it in the fire, you're going to be let down by the s'more. So I'm glad you brought it up, Sashir. Don't be embarrassed, because I think that actually is really helpful to people. We've all tried to
put together a full s'more
inside the flame.
I'm realizing that's a huge mess. The chocolate will melt.
Primarily, the marshmallow is the only thing that gets into the fire,
and part of the stick.
You kind of want to hover it. The stick, yeah.
Sometimes part of the stick.
The graham cracker probably would just burn.
I think it would.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think it would.
Okay, Kevin.
Oh, Genuine.
So is this from the festival, or is this
Genuine
just for the documentary?
Yeah, well, he mentioned Genuine a lot.
And this is the kind of vocal fry that they have when they talk. How are you playing this on the guitar?
What can I say, man?
Very talented.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's all we have for this.
Yeah. So
I forget what was happening in the clip.
They said big, 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 big bonfire, like huge bonfire.
Okay.
I did see this part of the documentary. This was when they were
creating the secret weapon.
I have the inside scoop. This is when they were creating the promo video for Firefest that would get everyone excited about it, and it had like huge models in it. Mm-hmm. And like in boats, and it just looked like a music video, basically. Mm-hmm. They never really explained how they got those models. That part I was always like, why is Bella Hadid here? Like, why is Kendall Jenner here? Why are any of these people here? What did he lie? Did they get paid?
Ja Rule is there.
Why are they friends?
You don't think Ja Rule's friends with Kendall Jenner?
No, I did not. I never would have assumed. It's possible, but
it's quite likely. Have you seen the video? And when you're at a certain echelon, you know, up in the friggin' ozone layer, in the stratosphere, you just all start to know each other.
Yeah, but Ja Rule, I would say he used to be in the stratosphere, but he's like, he's still recognizable. We still know his name, but
he's definitely in the skies, though.
He's in the sky.
Yes.
But not where these supermodels are.
We don't typically get into huge fights on this show. That's not fun for anyone. But we also don't necessarily have like people come in saying the wildest shit I've ever heard, which is that Ja Rule is not currently today an A-list megastar who Bella Hadid and Kendall Jenner would be lucky to be on a boat with in a promo video for a fake music festival.
Yeah, maybe I'm out of touch. I don't know. I just haven't heard any recent music from him.
Maybe, and let's leave it at that.
Or...
And let's leave it at that.
So we can do a little commentary on, like, so they so we had to go work on the Big Big Bonfire, but of course first we had to create the Big Big S'more. And the hardest part of that is obviously the big marshmallow. So we have to make the marshmallow inside a keg. You mix sugar and wheat and milk and seal up the keg and let it dry. But of course we had to pour out all the beer. And the keg.
Grant didn't know anything about marshmallows, so that set us back a full 2 days. Basically, when he put the marshmallow stuff inside the keg of beer, there was still beer in there, and I'm not sure
that was
if
the
those
wheat.
Were
that
the ingredients.
Beer's made of wheat.
Or
that was an important marshmallow ingredient.
So the keg ended up exploding. I don't know what he did to it. Wheat and sugar and beer should not have done that, but Grant had fourth degree burns all over his abdomen, and we spent quite a bit of time just in the first aid tent trying to calm him down.
We also attracted a lot of animals on the beach because now there's just goop in the sand, and that's hard to get out. You can't sweep it. It just like is in there, and I guess it has to dry and just let nature take its course.
That was a misunderstanding. I had ordered like many shipments of animal crackers to create the big graham cracker, but we did end up getting actual animals instead.
Yeah, they didn't seem like island animals to me, which was strange.
They were circus animals.
And the, like, abused kind. Not, like, these weren't, like, fresh, hot circus animals. They were, like, sad. They'd been whipped.
Semi-retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really they were, slow elephants.
They were circus animals that the circus did not currently need.
They did not feel whips anymore.
Anyway, they got tangled up in the marshmallow pretty good. And at that point, we considered not even doing the video or the festival.
But out of respect to the animals, we decided it would be, right, didn't go forward, so their sacrifice wouldn't be in vain. And they didn't die, but they were just tied up.
If you've ever seen an elephant trapped in marshmallow and sand, unable to even lift his trunk, tied up so good, you know that the only right thing to do is a fake festival.
We had we had a pound plus bar from Trader Joe's, the chocolate bar, and I did hold that up against the elephant tied in the marshmallow and hope that that was a s'more.
It wasn't. Okay, Kevin, you got another clip.
I flew here with Billy just for a holiday, and now this is ballooned into a full production team of girls and cameras.
There was this crazy pilot, Keith.
Pause. What's funny about this clip to you, Kevin, that people have accents?
No.
That people
is
actually
that
come from different countries and places?
Ah, that we live in a great big world where not everyone sounds like Chef Kevin.
Kevin's America.
The burger from Chicago.
No. It's the clip's about to happen with Keith the pilot.
It's about to happen.
Poverty, I didn't know how we'd do it.
As we're like about to take off, he's like, yeah, I bought this plane like 6 months ago. I just got my license.
I ended up teaching myself, and you can use Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator has lessons, and it's excellent.
Once we were in the air, I was like, what are we going to do, you know? He was like pulling off the end of the runway and just going straight up into the thing and then like killing the engine.
You know, whenever I'm with Billy, I have to do at least 3 zero-Gs.
Billy and John made their famous toast.
So maybe something about
the famous toast.
Mm-hmm.
The famous toast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to come up with a famous toast? I guess to me,
I
the
just
most
don't understand how you do a famous version of it. It's so.
To me, the most famous toast is probably s'mores. You know.
That's a good point.
Because that's the only. That's the last time we truly innovated on the concept of toasting something.
Famous right. Toaster.
Brave little toaster is definitely the most famous. Almost definitely the most famous toaster, except maybe the one in the beginning of Back to the Future from the breakfast machine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was a huge movie. If you think about it, how many people saw the toaster for the breakfast machine compared to Brave Little?
Movie's named after the Brave Little Toaster. And even if you haven't seen
it's about eyeballs. Movie, you know?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, the eyeballs help.
Yeah. But and name... and Brave Little does have them.
Oh, I thought you meant the eyeballs on the toaster.
So, okay. I have to play mediator for a moment because this is normally not a confrontational show. A lot of times it's just us kind of like being friendly and having fun with people. But sometimes you find someone who has to poke the hornet's nest, who is addicted to controversy. And I think that's the situation we're in now. So, all right, I'm not going to fight about whether Back to the Future was more successful than Brave Little Toaster. That seems like... something that, you know, that's a battle to be fought in the press later on.
So should we just do some commentary?
Yes.
Okay. So I of course, had learned from a Microsoft program how to sweep mines. And we, of course, the festival was happening on an island that had a lot of mines buried in the sand from the Korean War. I used a technique that I learned from Microsoft where you dig a little hole in the sand and there is a number under there that tells you how far away the mines are.
It's me. Chef Kevin thinks it's so funny the way that I talk because I don't talk like Chef Kevin, and so I should be laughed at, right, Chef Kevin?
And it's me, Bravel! And I admit, I had a larger role in the movie I was in, but I'm not as famous as the toaster from The Breakfast Machine in Back to the Future. Not as many people have looked at me.
1.21 gigawatts.
Was that a breakfast machine?
I don't know.
I don't really remember. You haven't seen Back to the Future?
I have seen it. I don't remember it as well as The Brave Little Toaster.
I think it does a few different things. Kevin, can you just confirm?
Now, in my mind, there's a breakfast machine at the beginning of Gremlins as well. Am I crazy?
In my memory...
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee.
The great breakfast machine.
What happens at the beginning of Back to the Future?
Doesn't he pull play it up, guitar?
He plays the guitar. The clocks are ticking, and he strums the guitar. He turns it up, and everything.
Oh, he's turning on all the amps and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's no breakfast machine?
Well, maybe at Doc Brown's house there would be.
That's where he is.
Oh, he's there at the beginning?
Yeah, that's where he's
juicing up all the amps at Doc Brown's house. That's where he's allowed to practice his music. That's right.
What else happens in Back to the Future?
Yeah, let's
should we do
talk
a clip from
it.
That and talk about that?
Yeah, should we do a clip from Back to the Future?
It's just a more famous thing.
Well, it's sort of my personal thing is that I liked Back to the Future, which is like one of my defining characteristics. I don't know, and I believe I'm unique in this respect.
Yeah.
That I liked that movie as a kid. And so I like remember stuff from it, and talking about it is actually a huge part of my personality. Mm-hmm. What else is like
it's
that?
It's like me for fries.
Fries?
Mm-hmm. Eating fries. Do you have anything like that, Sashir, that's like sort of
your main thing? Yeah.
I really like going to the park. Oh. Yeah.
I had heard this.
That's like my thing. I'm notorious for it.
People
are like
seeing
me go to the park, coming from the park.
You go all the way in.
All the way in. Not even just on the outskirts.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we had heard about it, and I was like, I wonder if she'll bring it up.
The middle of Center Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a big park head, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The sexy duck. Did you see the sexy duck at the park?
I did see the sexy duck, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get a kiss or?
No, I didn't want to. A lot of people have been kissing the duck.
Yeah,
so
well, that could be dangerous.
Yeah, like that could be dangerous. Everyone in New York.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we did chat for a little while.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's doing good.
That's nice.
Taking care of her kids.
Yeah, well, you have to these days. That's something about, you know, it used to be the whole neighborhood would take care of your kids, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, a very independent lifestyle.
It takes a village.
Yeah. People and now we've... created all these walls. Mm-hmm. And everybody and just like is doing their own
hits. It takes
hits.
A Farmville, basically, is pretty much what we would say now. Because of all these phone games.
Yeah, super okay. poke.
So Kevin is going to narrate the opening title sequence of Back to the Future for us. And
this
we
might
will
be
see
better.
If there is a toaster or a breakfast machine of any kind that's happening in the movie. All the clocks.
Well, yeah.
Kevin, go.
There's clocks. And we're zooming out. It says starring Michael J. Fox. We hear the ticking of the clocks. It's very quiet. And we're panning and we're seeing there's more clocks.
Tell them what time it is.
Yeah.
7:53. And still more
She's
clocks.
She's a guest. She shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, that was so clear.
So clear.
I wouldn't say it's very quiet. There's like thousands of clocks.
Very loud ticking.
Gentle ticking.
This to Kevin is silence.
There's cat this clocks, the eyes slowly going back and forth Felix. And back and forth.
You're not going to talk about the owl?
There's
or
an
the
owl
dog?
As well. If anyone else wants to commentate, you could jump in. Brown Mansion destroyed. We're seeing newspaper headlines and some presidents. And there's a bed. There's a pillow. It's very messy. The whole place is filthy.
October is inventory time.
And we hear the radio.
Now, picture of Benjamin Franklin. The best deals of the year. He on saw Benjamin Franklin and said, some Toyota presidents. You won't find a better
car at a better price with better... Okay, so there is a... Okay, there's a coffee machine going, but the pot is in the wrong place, so okay. It's not working correctly. But there are breakfast elements playing out right now, I just want to say. And we
well,
might
the coffee
see some,
machine is one of the big parts of breakfast.
We might see some toast in a toaster.
We have denied the rumor that a case of missing plutonium was in fact
this should go on our Firefest doc.
This pays off.
Terrorist group had claimed responsibility
the plutonium
for the
yeah
death.
Yeah. However,
officials now wait a second
that sounds very familiar. Yes.
The friggin toaster from the beginning. Oh yes. Wow.
And no one was challenging me on whether there was a breakfast machine
not at
and,
all.
In this movie.
I believed you fully.
And to
I really
see Sashir just wither up and blow away.
Yeah, you really showed me. I regret this.
Okay, can you get the beginning of Gremlins, please?
The Pee-wee one's better, though.
I don't care about that. I'm asking him to find the opening of Gremlins.
And this is your plan, Kevin, for a Firefest documentary?
Yeah.
I just don't
this
understand
insane.
How this has anything to do with Firefest.
Okay, here's the beginning.
This is the beginning of Gremlins?
Skip. Skip forward. Skip forward more.
And you have to turn it down.
Come on, Jesus. Judge Reinhold.
Brett, you score it.
Hey, what are you doing?
Dude, this movie's scary.
It's a bunch of people buying a Christmas tree. I don't see any breakfast machine.
I'm paid for mine, Frank.
Okay.
Was that it?
I think, yeah, that car is his breakfast machine. What you didn't
see
is...
He's sitting in a car with his dog. Yeah. I don't see any breakfast.
The dog's so hungry for breakfast. Dogs love bacon. You think that dog's just following him around? He doesn't have any bacon anywhere in the car? I think that for time, they weren't able to show all the breakfast stuff. But it's there.
So the breakfast machine here is, I guess, a car is a machine that... Yeah. That is implied has some breakfast ingredients
inside. Well, he's taking
inside.
It to the drive-through.
And so it's a machine to get him to breakfast.
Hell yeah.
Can we now play the beginning of Weekend at Bernie's?
Is there a breakfast machine in that?
I just want to see it. I can't remember how it goes.
I've never seen this movie.
Oh, really? It's good.
It's good. They like fold them in a dishwasher.
Okay, so this is not the beginning. This is no. one of 10
It is a
movie
Fandango
clips
movie clip.
On movie clips. So I understand how you
opening 1989 VHS. What is that? Okay.
Weekend at Bernie's 1 intro.
I like this poster. Who knew that you might be looking for 2?
And Kevin, you have to turn it down. Yeah.
Sorry.
My God, Kevin. So this is your Firefest documentary pitch.
There's a movie part.
Is that it's freaking Weekend at Bernie's.
How am I supposed to play while the music is playing?
This would be playing. This would be playing.
Are you in a band? You have to play while there's music playing all the time.
And I always say that, like, turn it down.
So this would be the movie element of the festival.
So there's a guy just spray washing the sidewalk.
Yeah.
People are leaving their house.
Yeah.
This guy passes a woman.
Is this what you were thinking of?
You know, I honestly don't remember how this movie starts. I just wanted to see it again.
Yeah, she didn't pitch anything.
Oh, no.
They're on Center Park Ave.
That guy's a book on his head.
Oh, damn. Talk about a breakfast machine.
How is that a breakfast?
What?
I'm not promising a breakfast machine. I just wanted to see.
No one said you were, but I'm saying, let's talk about it.
Or does this look like 10:30?
Morning, Richard.
Good morning.
It's about times, though, huh?
Just
it's
like
7:53 and Back to the Future, but then he says 10:30.
Yeah.
Yes.
All these movies.
Very connected.
All a firm sense of time.
Kevin's related videos was the tragic history of Colonel Sanders.
Tragic history.
Okay, Kevin, I don't understand how this is going to cut together. And I mean, I
trust
you.
It doesn't feel like Firefest to me at all.
You've never been wrong. I guess we have a couple commentary tracks. And when you say there's a movies component, what does that mean? You just play clips from movies in the documentary?
Yeah, there's two elements. There's like the food element, which we discussed with the toaster. And then there's the movies element where we discussed with the Weekend at Bernie's and Gremlins.
Mm. Well, so I do have a way to tie this all together.
Thank you.
Which is that Kevin did want to have a big band performance at the end of this documentary where we saw something from the festival. And maybe a certain band and musician could play his famous new song, The Breakfast Machine.
Oh. Well, it would help. Okay. This is not really breakfast related, but I think it would help for just to get everything that we want to accomplish here. So, sure, you are the pizza mind, correct?
I am the pizza mind, yeah.
And that is the name of?
My stand-up special.
I am the pizza mind.
No, it's just called Pizza Mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Amazon.
On Amazon. It's my stand-up special.
And they couldn't build the headquarters in New York because your stand-up special wouldn't fit inside?
No. Yeah, we had to go to New Orleans because there's no laws down there.
And is it pizza, M-I-N-E-D, working in the pizza mines?
No.
You've been pizza mined?
It's M-I-N-D, like your brains.
Brain.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pizza brands.
That could work too.
Could have been pizza brands, and then people wouldn't have that confusion.
Well, I guess I want it to be like a pun. So it's like, I'm giving you a piece of my mind. Piece of mind.
Mm.
And also, I like pizza.
What percentage of people are getting the pun, do you think?
Like 5.
5%.
5%. Hardly anyone gets the pun. Some people call it pizza head.
Okay. Which I also would watch, so.
Yeah, all are good options,
yeah.
As long as you watch it.
That's a safe pun to make, because if people don't get it, it still sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So, Brett, the song is Breakfast Machine.
Okay.
But it would, for promotional purposes, it would be great to get pizza in there somewhere.
Well, maybe somebody here
pizza
eats
for
cold
breakfast?
Pizza for breakfast. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And you have to sing the song. And sometimes you can have French bread pizza for breakfast.
Breakfast machine, breakfast machine. Oh, yeah. Breakfast. Breakfast machine, breakfast machine. I'm a grown-up now. I can eat s'mores for breakfast if I want. I'll make one in a great big bonfire. Mush the marshmallow in between animal crackers. S'mores for breakfast, breakfast machine.
I'm sorry, to the pizza part. Breakfast machine, having a dream, making it mean. Waking up, eating pizza all the time. French bread pizza from Stouffer's on my mind. Breakfast machine, the gears are so clean.
Breakfast machine, that's my scene.
Breakfast machine, breakfast machine. I'm gonna use this toaster over here. Breakfast machine, breakfast machine. It's the most famous toaster from Brave Little Toaster. Everyone knows that's the toaster you first think of when you think of toasters.
And the song's got a place to fight about toasters. Oh no, breakfast machine, shiny and clean. Breakfast machine, Hayes made it mean. Oh baby, but then Sashir got really mean because
breakfast machine. I'm just gonna go ahead and insert myself again because I'm not necessarily fighting. Just bringing up a point to saying that my favorite toaster is a little toaster. That is okay if you disagree.
Not about favorite at all. It's about what's more famous. Yeah, toaster. You don't even know what the Brave Little Toaster's name is.
But your most famous is also subjective, because, again, as we said before, I don't think Ja Rule is very famous, but yet you think he's in the stratosphere with Kendall Jenner and all of those models.
Boy, you just can't
leave. My friends are blinking and my friends are lit, and we're afraid of the air conditioner. We escaped to our house and we have to get home. The Brave Little Toaster, I'm not plugged in.
Wow. And we did off book. And we ate their lunch and their breakfast. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.